You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The world's your oyster online if you make the right decisions on the internet. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is trying to steer clear of mind-numbing games and social media rants in favor of literature and academic pursuits.
And a very good morning to you all. I came across a wonderful metaphor recently for the internet and how we actually use it. And it went something like this. If you open a map of a city, you'll see roads and streets that could be used by travelers. However, if you do a survey of that same city and then do a map which shows the actual usage, and then you set the two maps side by side, well, on the one, you have a map that shows the endless possibilities and combinations of all the pathways. But on the other hand, you have another map which has a view of what's actually happening. And it's a bit like that sometimes with the internet, isn't it? I mean, let's face it, the possibilities sometimes seem somewhat endless. Like, I hear that every piece of literature that was published before 1923 is now out there, available for public consumption, and it's all free. All of the works of people like E.M. Forster, Joseph Conrad, Rudyard Kipling, Mark Twain, and this guy called William Shakespeare. It's all out there and it's all free. It's online and it's waiting for you. But what are you going to do? Huh? You're going to go on Facebook, aren't you? Hmm? And you're going to play Farmville. Or you'll download another episode of Breaking Bad? Or you'll probably go on the YouTube and watch that BBC clip of the talking animals for the umpteenth time? You know who I'm talking about, don't you? Yes, I'm talking about me, of course, and all of the above is true. Except for the Farmville bit, I just threw that in there to make those of you out there who do play that game make you feel better. Why can't you play Candy Crush? Just kidding. Don't play that either. I mean, I have no idea what those games are all about, and yet I hate them. And why do I hate it? Well, because I'm convinced that it's mindless drivel. It's chewing gum for the brain. It's a complete waste of time. While you are on the internet, you are just hooked on meaningless twaddle. And hooked here is the operative word. And I know this. I know this because people like you have said as much to me when you've had too much to drink. Oh my God, I'm just hooked on Farmville. Huh? See? It's not for me. Oh, no, no, no. Not for me, that moronic frivolity of online games. I'm sorry, did you actually say that you'd never played these games, Brian? Well, that's right, I haven't, but I don't need to. No, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm devoting my internet time in future to the pursuit of heady goals. Oh, if only I were that strong. Are we all doomed? Like, are we all completely banjaxed, bollocksed, and aboard a train with a one-way ticket to Palookaville? Because, I mean, here I am, a man of average intelligence. Oh, please, I hear some of you say, please, you're being unfair to the people of average intelligence. Here I am with the information superhighway ahead of me, stretching into boundless possibilities when it comes to information pathways I could take. I could choose to read the great works of Western literature, iconic works, mighty tomes filled with heady thoughts. And what do I do? Oh, I know. I'm just a digital doofus. Am I the only one? Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.